Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's up? What's up? Welcome to another edition of Sin City. It's your boy Cass, my lovely co-host, Miss Toy. How you doing, baby?
I'm good. Hey.
Okay, okay. And we got the infamous Father Time. What's happening with your dog?
What up, dude?
Okay, All right, man. Y'all know what today is. Today is just Wild Out Tuesday. Whatever you feel like speaking your mind about, whatever you want to talk about, hey, get that, air that shit out. Check this out. Once we come back from this song, hey, it's time to do it. Go ahead. Go ahead. Time will hit us up.
On that push,
up your panties, you better take them off. Finna play with that pussy until I get the mouth. I can't fuck you when you're dry, cause that'll turn mouth. If I can smell it, then babe, I won't put it in my mouth. I wanna suck on them titties cause they look soft. Do me a favor and keep your legs uncrossed, so I can lay on your dick, got boxes off. Got you biting on your lip cause you can't talk. And after I give you this dick, I bet I change you out. And I'ma play with your click, want you to pull it out. Get you wet first, then fuck you into a coma. Long as your pussy stay wet, I can fuck you how I want.
Bet if I suck on that pussy, that'll get you wet. And rub my hand on that click, that'll get you wet. And rub my tongue down your neck, that'll get you wet. Bet if I suck on them titties, that, that'll get you wet. Bet if I suck on that pussy, that'll get you wet. And rub my hand on that click, that'll get you wet. And run my tongue down your neck, that'll get you wet. Bet if I suck on them titties, that'll get you wet.
Need to see that pink shining when I open them up. Pussy full of juices, nigga, hit nothing but guts. Got to be able to get you leaking before I fuck. And got to get you out first before I eat nuts. I love to run down on the broad that got a sofa. Super wet pussy, you can hit when you stroke her. Nigga, whole stomach be wet when it's over. Had to throw away my sheets cause she left her porter. Wet pussy with no smell of motherfucker. Pussy so wet, feel like she pissed on herself. Pussy already dripping, she ain't need my help. Got the fucker on the floor, she leak air well. You can nut and go to sleep, I don't need care. A street nigga wet pussy good for his health.
Bet if I suck on that pussy, that'll get you wet. And rub my hand on that click, that'll get you wet. And rub my tongue down your neck, that'll get you wet. Bet if I suck on them titties, that'll get you wet. Bet if I suck on that pussy, that'll get you wet. And rub my hand on that click, that'll get you wet. And run my tongue down your neck, that'll get you wet. Bet if I suck on them titties, that'll get you wet.
Yo, 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 what's up, what's up? Welcome to Sin City once again. You know how we do it. All right, tonight, you know, is aired out Tuesday. That means whatever on your mind, whatever you want to talk about, yo, we just going to go through it. Timer.
What's up?
Anything you heard lately? Anything you care to elaborate on today?
Of course, man. First of all, I want to let everybody know that's listening, the chat room is open. So if you're listening to us on the internet, you got something you want to say, just log into the chat room and we'll get you on. I'll get you on. Now, man, I want to talk about these kids, man. I want to compare 20 years ago to the kids that's out here right now. All right? Now, 20 years ago, if you got caught doing something, right? Let's say somebody your mama know caught you doing something. 20 years ago, they could whoop your ass.
True.
Bring you home, and you get another ass whooping.
True.
You know what I mean? Nowadays, if you hit the kid hits you back or shoot you.
Yeah, well.
What's going on? 20 years ago, nobody was there wasn't no shooting at the school. A fist fight. Somebody might get hit with a brick or something. That's about all that's going to happen. Now they shooting the kids, the teachers, and the principals. I mean, come on. That's because parents don't whoop their kids' ass no more. That's why all that's going on. Because as soon as you hit your kid, they teach them in school that they can call 911, get your mama locked up, then where you at? You in foster care. I mean, who wins in that situation? The parent don't win because they got to go to jail, go to court for all that bullshit. The kid don't win because they end up in a damn home somewhere because they done took your mama to jail. It's crazy.
Okay, hold on, man. I see the juices is flowing. The juices is flowing early. We got two callers. We got a caller right here. Hold on. We're going to get this one right here first. Caller, what's up?
How y'all doing?
All right, all right. What's good with you?
Well, I'm glad he preached on that subject. I mean, it's true. These kids don't have no respect for adults nowadays. And some parents don't have time for their kids. Some kids, I don't know. It's just maybe it's the parents mixed together. They bad blood or something. Because some kids, you know, you can't do nothing about their nasty attitude. You go to jail if you try to do anything about it.
Yeah. That's true. Okay, I see we got somebody new on the line. Felicia, what's up, baby?
I just wanted to comment on what Timer said.
What's that?
I feel like if you whoop a kid in the early stages while they're coming up, you won't have that problem about them hitting you back and calling the police and stuff like that because they will have a certain respect for you that they know better than to call the police and do stuff like that. Because my son, he's bigger than me, and he's taller than me, and all that, but you couldn't pay him to hit me back or call the law on me.
I agree with you totally. Now, that's one I totally agree with because that was my thing. I mean, granted, like you said, I got bigger than my mother a long time ago, but you still got that natural fear of them because you know what they can. I mean, in your mind, it's like, my mama would kill me if I did this. So, I mean, you're right. If you start that out early, but you know what? A lot of people go by this old rule that, well, I ain't going to raise my kids the way I got raised, which was fucked up because 90s kids out here beating their ass. So,
right.
You know, it's like.
But see, I mean, I didn't even get whoopings, but I feel like kids should get whoopings. I mean, like when they're small, you spank them and stuff like that. And if you do that when they're young, then you won't have to do it when they're older. Because the last time I had to whoop him, he was 11 years old, and I ain't had to touch him since. And he's 17 now.
Damn, you must be the shit.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Damn. Are you in your 30s or 40s?
I'm in my 30s.
Okay,
man,
you're in your 30s, right?
Women,
so, I didn't ask you for a specific age, though.
You're supposed to say 20 plus.
No, I'm 37.
I'm sorry. Are you 30 plus or 40 plus?
I'm 37.
Oh. There you go. See, she ain't got no problems with it. And
right.
I tried to clean it up. Okay, so you 37, right? Which means your high school years was early 90s.
Right. 87 to 91.
Oh, and you didn't get whoopings in
nope.
that time frame.
No, I didn't live in the suburbs. I didn't live in the suburbs. I just my parents talked to me, and I knew when they meant business, you know. And I had both parents in the house, and maybe that made a difference.
That
I don't know.
Made a difference. That made a big difference.
I mean, but my son, see, he didn't have his dad around when he was growing up, so I had to do the discipline and everything. And, you know, I wasn't going to let him whoop my ass, so I whooped his ass, you know.
Okay,
that's
well, let me ask you a question. If you didn't get whoopings, why are you whooping your child?
Because he was bad as hell when he was little. He was bad. He was doing things that deserved him to, that granted me to give him a whooping. He needed a whooping. When I gave him a whooping, I gave him a whooping when he needed one. He didn't get a lot of whoopings. But when I whooped him, the first thing I did was talk to him and explain to him why he was getting a whooping. And then I whooped his ass. He didn't just get no whooping. He got a talking to, and I made him get a clear understanding of why he was getting a whooping and the consequences of what could have happened when he did what he did.
Okay, now let me just stress one more point to you. If your parents talking to you work for you, why don't work for your kid?
Because sometimes I would talk to him without whooping him, and he might repeat the action. So if I talked to him and then he repeated the action, then I would talk to him again and then whoop his ass so he could know what I said I really, really meant. You know what I mean?
Okay, I got you.
Hey, Miss Toy, you hear what she's talking about. You agree?
I agree totally.
Okay. I mean, I think we all in agreement on that. I believe we all in agreement on these kids nowadays. They just didn't get their ass whooped enough. Well, they don't get their ass whooped enough.
Right.
I mean, if you ask me, it's like, I mean, you grow up, I mean, you know, I mean, I haven't met a kid that was a total angel yet. But at the same time, I mean, you got these kids now. I mean, I went into school to pick up my daughter. And I looked at this little girl, and the little girl was just cussing up a storm. I mean, she was just going at it. Fuck that bitch ass motherfucker. I'm going to slap this bitch when I. So that little friend was like, don't you see that man standing right there? That girl looked up and like, motherfucker ain't my daddy. And
wow.
Kept it moving. I'm looking
wow.
like, I'd have whooped your little ass my damn self. But, I mean, you got situations where these kids, I mean, they not getting whoopings. I mean, it's like I said, I've heard that growing up so much. And, I mean, we probably all said it too. Man, I ain't going to treat my child like my mama treated me. But then, if you look back on this shit, we probably need to. I mean, us as a generation, we probably needed to treat our kids the same way that we got treated.
Living here.
You say what now?
I said, if I wasn't living here, it seemed like everything I do, it's somebody coming wanting to file a paper or, you know.
Tell them to kiss your ass and mind their own business.
Thank you. You know what? My grandmother had custody of my little cousin. And my grandmother was too old to whoop her ass, but she got out of line one time, and I had to go over there and whoop her. And I told her, if you go ahead and call the police on me, because I beat her pretty bad that time. And I said, you go ahead and call the police, and what I'm going to do is go on to jail and bond out, and when I get out, I'm going to whoop your ass again.
There you go. That sound like a winner all day long. You catch
yes,
that motherfucker, tear his ass up. They act up again. Shit, you tear their ass up again. I mean, that's what happened to me. With me growing up, like I said, I'll tell you, I said it once and I'll say it again. I think my shoulder's still fucked up because of what my mama did when I thought that I was ready to just rev up. I mean, I wasn't about to rev up. I was scared to, but, you know, you outside with your friends, so you try to act a little tough. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take that broomstick. Why not? You know, all that toughness was straight out the window. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Shit, this lady going crazy. No. I can imagine what she'd have did had I, like, I'm going to whoop your ass. Oh, no, that just wasn't going to happen. That wasn't going to happen.
My punishment right now, at this particular moment, is not letting him get his hair cut. He wants to get his hair cut so bad. He got, like, one more day left at school. He wants to go and let the girls see him looking good, and I won't let him get his hair cut. It's eating him up, but I can't put my hands on him because he's in counseling. Can't do none of that, you know.
Okay, I see we got a new call on. We got Dex on the line. Dex, what's happening?
What it do?
What's going on, Pepper?
Man, shit, man. I just heard that shit, man. Just heard y'all talk shit, man. I was like, man, shit. I'm going to call. I want to slap the shit out of Suge Knight, man. I really want to slap the shit out of Suge Knight. Everybody yeah. slapping the shit out of Suge Knight now, dog. Nigga shooting Suge Knight. When motherfucker had done wrong, motherfuckers wasn't fucking with him. Now nigga slapping Suge Knight. Motherfuckers stealing, knocking the nigga out. Shooting the nigga. Nigga got shot in the leg. Nigga got slapped at the club. Shit, fuck it. Hook me up. Nigga, you need to get Suge Knight number. Hook that nigga up. Tell that nigga, nigga want to have a meeting with that nigga. And I'm going to slap the shit out of that nigga.
Wow.
That was shit.
Now you worse than dude at the butt that knocked him out from the barbershop, man. Now why?
That's what I'm talking about. If a motherfucking barber, if a nigga that cut your hair for $15 can knock out Suge Knight, you can't tell me a nigga that work at the gas station can't knock Suge Knight out. Let that motherfucker walk up and shell. I'll slap the shit out of that motherfucker, man.
All right, well, Dex, let me ask you a question. Dex, let me ask you a question.
Now,
before all that shit jumped off, before all that slapping and getting shot, I mean, did you actually think Suge Knight was this big, bad motherfucker?
Man? Okay, I'm going to be honest. I'm a real nigga. I'll tell a motherfucker, man, shit. Nigga, I was like, that's a big motherfucker. I ain't fucking with that nigga. But I'm just like, that big motherfucker. Motherfucker like 6'5", 390. Nigga, I'm 5'8", 167. If you put some change in my pocket, nigga, I'll probably be like 172. But I slap the shit out of that motherfucker right now, man.
Hey,
I ain't bullshit.
You can't fuck with Suge. Suge found a death row, man. How you gonna fuck with Suge?
Motherfucking death row ain't no more. Ain't no motherfucking death row no more. All the motherfuckers on death row. They on death row real. Motherfucking shit. That's why I'm saying.
Everybody
right.
Death row got pardoned.
Everybody got pardoned.
Yeah, they
I hope
pardoned.
Motherfuckers ain't listening to them motherfuckers. They don't know me anyway. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I just want to say, nigga, y'all shit is hot, though, man. I've been checking the shit out a couple times, man. Shit hot, though.
Okay,
shit hot,
thanks.
Though.
Big Dex. That's my guy. I like your style, Big Dex. I like your style.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that shit, man. But I'm going to be getting back at y'all niggas, man. I just wanted to air that shit out. I heard niggas talking about air your shit out. That's what I want to air.
All right.
Hey, what's your name? Oh, Kaz. This is Kaz, ain't it? Kaz before the time. Which one are you? You Kaz?
This is your boy Kaz.
Kaz, what's up? Hey, Kaz. The hook me. Hey, if you can find any topic, what you need to talk about is some shit you really need to talk about, man. There's some
what's
shit niggas need to be on. For real. There's some shit niggas need to be on, man. Quit buying blue jeans and letting the back of your motherfucking jeans tear all up in the back, nigga. That shit ain't cool. That shit ain't cool, nigga. I done spent $100 on these motherfucking jeans, and 3 months later, the back of my motherfucking jeans fucked up. Nigga, that's why motherfuckers wear skinny jeans. I hate that shit, man. Skinny motherfucking jeans. At least they ain't fucking up their jeans, though, man. That's all I had to say, my nigga.
Alright, Dex. Hey, but the funny part about it, I just seen the motherfucker with his damn asshole ripped out the jeans. And he's talking about, man, he paid $200 for them, so he gonna keep wearing them.
See? That's what I'm saying, my nigga. That's what I'm saying. That's what. And another thing, nigga, listen. I'm 42 years old, motherfucker. Feel me? You feel me? I'm 42 years old, motherfucker. Listen. You know, I ain't got to fuck, you know, I don't give a fuck how motherfuckers rock their shit, man. You know, style change, whatever and shit, young motherfucker. But feel me on this, man. If you're going to say that, motherfucker, nigga, get some drawers that's clean. Don't be out here running around with no dirty ass drawers on, man.
What'd you say, the two-day period?
Man, yeah. Oh, man, these motherfuckers on the weekday period, nigga. These niggas on the weekday period, man. Stankin' ass, man.
Okay,
but
that,
man, hey,
Father time,
what's up?
I gotta ask you something, Dex.
What up, fam?
How do these niggas get ass like that? I mean, why would the female just fall towards them? I mean, if you get a motherfucker just stankin', I mean, and he just came out of, 9 times out of 10, he just came out that hood rat crib. And, yeah, if you let a nigga stay up in your house and he's stinking, you know you got to be a rat. But now,
and you know.
They got, I mean, they let him stay there. I mean, what is he paying? What is he doing?
Man, it's the slang, man. If you be slang, man, motherfuckers don't care. Shit, they don't care. I done had a couple of bras, you know what I mean? Shit, you slanging. You slanging, boy. You ain't got to worry about rent. You ain't got to worry about shit. You can be the funkiest nigga in the world, but I slang, boy. I slang. I slang.
Oh, boy.
New word for the day, nigga, on the Cousin Father Time Show. Slang. Nigga, slang.
Okay. And that's our man Dex with the Ghetto Street Report. You know.
That's what's up. Anytime you want to hit your boy. Hey, Dex. Hit your boy up, man. You know, hey. Hit your boy up, though. Get at me, though, fam. Get at me, Cass.
I got you, fam.
All right, nigga. Y'all keep this shit going, my nigga. Y'all keep this shit going. Yeah, one, nigga. All right, nigga.
Hey. you gotta love a guy like Dex.
All right.
Hey, the man wanna fight Suge Knight. Hey, check this out, everybody.
I'm gonna get something off my mind though, really.
Okay. Okay. Well, let me just say this. Well, everybody that's in and you listening in, if you wanna get in on the conversation and you listening over the phone, just press the number one, and we gonna log you in. And you could add your grievances, comments or whatever, you can air it all out. Okay. Damn, Dex was wild. Okay, brother, what was that you want to get off your chest?
Yesterday I went to go see Jill Scott and Maxwell. Oh my goodness. I was shitty because I didn't have a date. I'm waiting on my baby dad to get out of jail. But oh my goodness, it was females out there. I mean, I'm not the baddest bitch out there, but these females, I mean, came out the house looking a hot mess, and I just don't understand what makes some females dress the way they do. Like, it look like they got yeast infections and
stinking
and all this.
How do you look like you got a yeast infection?
I mean, like, I saw a female yesterday. Her pants were so tight. I mean, it was like she couldn't sit down in her seat. I mean, it was just, and it was hot. I mean, like down there 900 degrees yesterday. So, you know, it was just.
Okay, well, I'm gonna swing down to Miss Toy. I mean, what is it on this dress code thing? What is it about these women in this dress code?
They need a support system. You're always supposed to have somebody else around you that will tell you the truth about what you're looking like before you go out.
Oh, my goodness. Some of them girls were intact looking a hot mess.
I hear you, and they all think they look fly all together, and they all look like a hot mess. We call them scutters.
Them scutters was out last night. You hear me? Them scutters was out last night. I wanted to go to a couple of them, I swear. Oh, my goodness.
You should have. I do all the time. Be like, Mom, especially like if you out in a club or something and a girl in the bathroom and she not looking right, I have been known to walk up to a girl and be like, boo, you need to fix that. I'll pull your shirt up, fix your pants, fix your
hair. Yeah, the only way some of them bitches could have fixed it is with went back home and changed. It was just pitiful. And I'm like, okay, do they think Maxwell going to jump off the stage on them or something? I mean, really, it just, oh, my goodness. And then I'm mad because I didn't get me none, you know, after listening to all of that. Oh, my goodness. I came home horny.
I got to ask you.
Why is he supposed to pull your toys out?
Yeah. Hey, speaking of which, I'm glad you just brought the toy thing up. Now, I got to let y'all know Miss Felicia is in the lead. Miss Felicia, looks like you about to take the crown. Now, we're going to give it one more week. We're going to give it one more week.
A whole nother week?
Huh?
Well, now, we have plenty of time to put them toys up there.
Okay, fair is fair. Now, we're going to give you another week. I got to ask you. Well, you know what? I'm going to wait till tomorrow to ask you that question. I'm going to wait till tomorrow. But
no,
I'm just
gonna... ask me now. You can ask me again tomorrow. I'll give you the same answer tomorrow. Now, what's the question?
I mean, actually, I just want to know, what in the hell was that I commented on?
That is the monkey with the revolving pearls.
Okay.
It's a dildo.
I know that much, but I was just saying... Now, everybody, come on now. And if y'all don't know where to go, y'all need to go to sincity69.ning.com. I mean, come on now, people, because Felicia's killing the game right now. Felicia's killing the game.
I won already. I won already.
Well, not Felicia. Come on now. We got to get – I mean, it was a new thing. We got to get – but you are in the lead. You're definitely killing the game.
Okay, what's the date? Because I'm leaving on Wednesday.
Okay.
And I'll be on a flight. I'll be on a flight when the show is on Wednesday.
Where you going?
Well, I'll let you know. I'll let you know by Monday. I mean, by Monday.
I'm going to New Mexico. I'm moving.
Wow.
You going to live in New Mexico?
Yeah.
Oh. Wow, well, that's all right. You can still log on and holler at your boys from New Mexico.
Yeah, I will. I plan to.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
We worldwide.
That's cool. That's right. Hey, get us some old chichas, and you know we can get out there, get loose. Hell, fuck it. We can do a show from New Mexico. What you think, Tom?
I'm with that. Shit, in a heartbeat.
So what's up? When you get out there, you get situated. Can we come out there and do a show?
Sure.
No, for real.
I'm serious too. Yeah.
Well, just give me some tequila.
Back up the bathing suit, baby. We headed to Mexico.
We're heading
to Mexico. Sin City is going to Mexico. Once again, hey, if anybody on, they listening, they want to log on, say something, how they feel, whatever on their mind, hit that number one button. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I want to say something right quick.
Okay.
Let me. I want to go back to the way the women dress.
Yeah.
Okay. All
right. I was out today, right? And I saw this young lady. She's about 250, 260. She had on like some booty shorts.
Oh my God.
And she had a half a stomach T-shirt on. The T-shirt that was
your
stomach out.
Are you serious?
And she was about 250 pounds. And thought she was fine. Ladies, if you're listening to me.
That ain't cute.
That shit ain't for everybody.
Sure
everybody is. Don't look good in a pair of booty shorts.
Just because they make it in your size don't mean he's got to wear it.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Okay.
That shit was horrible. It was terrible. The nastiest shit I ever seen in my life.
Wow.
And she had a shirt. Yeah, she was black. And she had a shirt with her whole stomach sticking out, man.
That's awful.
Her whole stomach and her back. It was horrible.
Well,
what
you call her? Just tell her you didn't like that outfit she had on.
She wasn't the only one, though.
I'm saying when you call her, just tell her that. So you are going to call her and tell her, right?
When I call her. I got a damn number. Hold on, man. Say that one more time.
Don't worry about it, man. Well, damn. They just shot me down. Check it out, man. Man, he's still shooting at me.
Still shooting. He real mad. That just messed up his whole day.
Right. But I mean, ladies.
It's not the world with being a big girl. You could be a big girl and still dress neat. You ain't got
okay,
to
so,
like it.
Now, that was my next question. How do you say what's too provocative? I mean, because I went out one night, went out to have a couple of drinks, and the girl, and I swear to you, I'm pretty damn sure this was a negligee. I'm pretty damn sure it was a negligee. And her girls, and I mean, they was getting loose. Now, far be it for me to tell you to go home and change your clothes, but, you know, there's a lot of women in there hating. But, I mean, she actually kind of,
okay.
I mean, I ain't going to say she looked it horrible, but you know
I mean,
what I'm saying? It was real revealing.
Regardless of how nice she looked in it, she should have had enough respect for herself not to come out the house like that.
Oh, okay.
And because people were making comments, don't mean they were hating. They were just telling the truth. She shouldn't have never came out the house like that. That's trifling.
Okay.
Wasn't a Halloween party, was it?
No, but she looked like she was giving out some trick or treats, though.
Hey,
we got somebody new to the line. We got who's it, Quan?
Yeah, what up, man?
What's good, Quan? What's happening?
What's going down, Cass? Hey, yo, Cass, I was just calling, yo. Just calling just to plug my website, you know what I mean, fam? I'm just calling, you know, just to plug it, man. I got a website, you know, it's called assandstomach.com. ANS.com. If you got a fat ass and a fat ass stomach, get at your boy. I'm telling you, I'm thinking I need some pictures posted. You know, I need some fat ass, and then I really need some fat ass stomachs, because ain't nothing like a fat ass stomach to lay
okay.
your head on. It's almost like Tony, lay your head on my pillow and just relax. I mean, your ass just don't relax, nigga, fall asleep, nigga, wake up, I gotta go work tomorrow, man.
Wait a minute, you laying your stomach on the ass of the stomach. I mean, you
it don't matter. That's why
it's,
that's it don't matter, my nigga. That's why it's assandstomach.com. Lay your, you know what I mean? A stomach is almost like an ass if it's that big, you know what I mean? That's what I'm trying to get across, you know. So, you know, any ladies out there, y'all interested, post your pictures on ans.com. That's assandstomach.com.
Assandstomach.com. There you go, my man Quan. Assandstomach.com.
Yeah. Assandstomach.com. It's called Ask. You better ask somebody. You feel me, my nigga? You better ask.
That's my man now. That's my man Quan.
That's what's up.
Somebody, okay.
I'm out of this motherfucker. All right, my nigga.
All right, dog. You stay up.
Yeah, you too, nigga.
All right. Nope. Hey, so anybody want to go to that website, feel free. Hey, my man Quan to put it out there. Oh, wow. These dudes is crazy.
Hey,
let's do it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So anybody you want to send to that askyourstomach.com?
I know a couple of people.
Well,
yeah.
I swear I do.
Yeah.
I do. And it's not even like... I understand you. Everybody's supposed to feel they sexy, but it's a time and a place for that.
For everything.
You know, some of that stuff is only supposed to stay in your house.
Thank you.
You're not supposed to go out with all the jiggly out and all that.
Thank you. That's
so
not right.
Some men found it attractive. What do y'all say about those
guys? Keep
it
in the house. Keep it in the house.
Okay.
I done seen dudes go hard at some of these guys, some of these girls. I done seen dudes go hard at them. Huh?
Ugh.
I mean,
hey.
I done seen.
Hey, everybody gains weight every now and again, but like I said before, it's a time and place for everything.
I agree 100%. And it's not in public.
At all. Because if I gain that much weight, I've gained weight, and I've, and I, and, hey, I made the decision. Once I gained all that weight, I couldn't wear the same thing that I used to, even though they were making it in my size. No.
Right.
But what about the fellas?
I wasn't lying.
What do y'all think about the fellas? What's in the fellas wear? I mean, because me personally, those extra tight ass T-shirts, I mean, you a big buff motherfucker. I can see that. But if you got a beer gut and, you know what I'm saying, or you so fucking skinny that the shirt just hanging off you, that ain't right.
It's some people just don't. They need somebody to tell them the truth. That's all.
And a motherfucker that wears skinny jeans need to be shot.
They do.
That shit don't make no sense to me. You walk around with a tight ass pants.
It's for the gay man, I believe. It's for the gay man. And
then they hanging off your ass.
It's for the gay man.
How in the hell do you sag with skinny jeans on?
They do it though.
Hey, some of them men have big booties.
No, I've seen a cat. I'm with you. This probably was the same motherfucker. He just was in drag. Because I seen a motherfucker. This dude had to be like 6'2", 6'3". Got to be between the 250, 260 mark with these skinny jeans on.
Okay.
And I'm sitting there like, you fat motherfucker. What the fuck is wrong with you?
He's looking for his boyfriend. He's looking for a boyfriend.
That's nasty.
So now, you, what y'all telling me is that skinny jeans are gay, right? I mean,
yeah.
I believe it, but
that's my opinion.
So gay.
Opinion. If my man came home with some skinny jeans on, I'd tell him he needs to leave. I tell him it's over. Sorry, it ain't meant for us to be together.
Wow. What about you, Felicia? You agree?
Yeah, I think men that wear skinny jeans are gay. Yeah.
Hey, we all in agreement. Hey, what you think, Simon? We all, for once we got to document this. For once, we all in agreement, males and females.
Yeah, that's a new one.
Right, we in agreement that skinny jeans are gay and big broad shouldn't have these motherfucking halter tops on.
Exactly, man. That shit was horrible, dude. It was terrible, man.
So what about when y'all go to the club? Now, what about when y'all hit the club? You meet your girl there. I mean, now I heard you say, yeah, y'all check them and tell them, you know, baby, that don't look right. But what if she like fucking? I'm wearing it anyway. Do you still kick it with your girl?
Hey, she like it. I love it.
There you go. I ain't gotta wear it.
What about you, Felicia? Do you still kick it with her?
Yeah, I don't care what they wear. As long as I'm wearing what I think is presentable for me, I don't care what nobody else is wearing. If I think they don't look right, I will tell them. But if they choose to wear it, then that's on them.
You know what, man? Can you just do one thing for me? Can you just say, shit, motherfucker?
What?
Can you just
Who,
say,
me?
Shit, motherfucker? Yeah, you.
When I feel the need to cuss, I will.
I mean, I'm serious. Cause, dog, if she don't sound like a female version of a friend of mine, I mean, I was just waiting on you to say shit, motherfucker. hey, my boy, oh, keep your head up, boy. Keep your head up. No, seriously, you really did.
Huh?
You said what? Oh, I
you said I mean.
No. I didn't say you mean. I just wanted to hear you say shit, motherfucker.
I can cuss now. Real hard.
Right. You say what?
I said I can cuss real hard. I just, when I feel the need to cuss, I do.
Okay, well. Okay, now let me jump back on this kid thing then, because you brought an interesting point. I hear a lot of kids say that they get upset because, like if they say their mother, well, my mama cussed at me, I got the right to cuss at her back.
No, they not getting ready to cuss at me.
No.
I mean,
you got a right to pay your own bills. You got a right to live your own shit.
Okay, well.
That goes back to the respect. If your kids got respect for you, they're not going to do that. And I know my kids cuss. Even my 9-year-old, she cuss. I know she cuss. They tell me she cuss real bad, and she probably got that from me, but she know better than to say it in front of me.
Amen.
She know better than to say it.
I used to practice, but my mother bet not ever hear me to this day, and I'm grown.
You used to practice too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got somebody new on the line. I got somebody new on the line. Who is Miss Janine?
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Janine, what's going down?
Hey, Janine. Oh, nothing much. I've been listening to what y'all been talking about.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody don't know, Janine is a regular on Wednesday show. The intimate encounters.
Mm-hmm.
So how you doing, Janine?
I'm fine.
Okay, so you know we just airing it out. Today. So anything you feel like you want to air out, get off your chest, holler about, let your boys know.
Well, I mean, I don't really have none, but I heard y'all talking about the clothes issue and stuff like that. And I think it's just whatever you want to wear for the occasion. It depends on the occasion. Whatever you feel is appropriate.
No, as far as
I can find, I like being naked. I don't even like wearing clothes. You know, Adam and Eve just messed it all up for us. To be honest.
I mean, I can feel you on that one too, but.
Now, if I'm at home, I walk around like that. That's just me. I have a lot of friends. We all walk around
about
like that.
In public,
you dress how appropriate that. Well, however you feel. If that's how you feel, you want to dress.
If you're four foot two, 200 pounds, you shouldn't be wearing halter tops and goddamn booty shorts.
Well, you
if you don't
want to
see that,
good.
Then don't look. Well, don't look at it.
I can't help but look.
You're
right in front of me. What am I supposed to do, close my eyes?
You need to go to a nudist colony. That's what you need to do. Go to a nudist colony.
No,
and you...
no.
Don't say 200 because I'm about 200 and I'm shaped nicely. I can wear a halter.
Exactly.
Are you 4'2"?
Exactly.
Are you 4'2"?
No, I'm not
4'2". All right, then. Okay, that's my point. That's my whole point. That shit don't look good on all women. You know what
no,
I'm saying?
It don't.
If your stomach is the same size as your ass, you shouldn't be showing your stomach.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
You just ain't no fun. You just don't need to look. Close your eyes then.
I can't help it. You standing right in front of me.
Well, you couldn't hang around with me. You wouldn't be able to hang around with me.
Not if you come outside dressed like that. You right about
that.
Well.
Oh, well. That's you. You the one missing out.
Wow.
Ooh, I'm horny.
I guess you're telling you made it. She's
like,
stuff.
I am horny.
I am.
Y'all haven't been in that nudist colony in Indiana? It's right by y'all.
Where is that at?
Now,
it's right in
Indiana.
Right up at 65. Right by DeMott.
I need to go check that out.
So it's a real nudist colony. I mean, once you get there, clothes go out the door.
Yeah.
Oh, you said
nobody has heard about that.
Nobody knows
about that.
No,
I'll be honest with you. I haven't heard nothing about it.
But yes, it is there. Wow. What you say?
I said, please. Do
it's just a place where people feel free. They don't feel like clothes are necessary. You know, it really is not. To me, it's just restriction. It's just a restriction. And it's just people make it what it is about
just
wearing clothes
bird,
and stuff like that. Huh?
I said, Janine, just the free bird.
Yes, I am.
Okay, so now, Toy, let me ask you, would you ever go
Oh, yeah.
I would. Do you hear me disagreeing with you? I already know you. We're going
to do the show from there one day while you playing. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Hey, wait a minute. Just let me get a couple of more sit-ups in. I'm now. What up, Felicia?
People should not be ashamed of how they look. You know, everybody's body is beautiful.
Felicia, you going with us?
You know I ain't going to no nudist colony.
Okay. So I can pretty much put down butter, you going, right?
Right, of course.
Okay, so now you when the show hang up, when the show's over, you don't hang up because we're gonna get all the information from you. We're gonna try to do our next show maybe not our next show, but one of our future shows. We're gonna try to do that from that nudist colony. Simon, you with me?
For sure.
Yeah, right.
I ain't ashamed of my goods. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm swinging, baby. What do you say? I'm swinging, baby. I'm swinging. Okay, now you know what? Now, next order of business. Check this out.
Whoa, before you start that one, man, we need to go ahead and pay some bills right quick, man. So y'all sit back, relax, listen to this song. We'll be right back in a couple of minutes. Welcome back.
Yo. Hey, check this out. Over the weekend, you know, me and Tama would sit back, me, Tama, Toya, we was all sitting back. And we came up with this little concept. Nah, me personally, I feel like, fuck it, I'm gonna be Kaz Warrior up in this motherfucker today. Nah, and it's
Kaz
not
who?
Too. Kaz Warrior, man, but you, Kaz Warrior, you know, Chuck Warrior. Never mind. Don't worry about it.
Good dating game.
Don't worry about it.
I know what he said.
Okay, check this out, man. In the not too distant future, we're going to start this dating game thing on Sin City. All right, now what we need y'all to do, we need y'all to go over. We're going to need y'all to go over people who got their profiles on there. Thank you very much. But we need the pictures. We need y'all to put your pictures on the profile. You know what I'm saying? So, fellas, ladies, we're going to have this new little dating game thing coming. So, check your inboxes because, you know, you might be that one we picked that we're going to play this game with. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody going to – I mean, we're going to sit back, have fun with it, enjoy ourselves. So, I mean, everybody down?
I just changed my profile picture.
Okay, I mean, okay, buddy, you down. I know Miss Toy down. Hell, even Kay, hey, we all playing. So, I mean, what about you, Felicia? You down to play? I guess Felicia's over there whooping the kid's ass. What about you, Janine? You down to play? Everybody whooping kids or something? What? Okay, well, I guess they'll come back when they're ready.
I'm here.
Okay. I'm glad somebody's still here. Okay, well, I see we got somebody. Well, I'm not sure yet. Wait a minute. Now these people ain't going to just sit here and hold the phone with the mic on. Felicia. I guess they are. Janine. Okay.
I'm here.
We got somebody new on the line now. Temptress, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, hon. How you doing?
I'm good.
Hi, everybody on here.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Quartet. Okay. So what's going on with Temptress? How is everything going?
Everything is beautiful, love. Everything is beautiful.
Okay, now we just airing, I mean, you know, today, Tuesday, we airing out with all our grievances, whatever we want to make comments about. Well, I mean, if somebody just pissed you the fuck off, I mean, whatever happened.
I am pissed off, you know what? I got a question to address to the men and the ladies. Now, do you think you're obligated to sleep with someone if they take you on an overnight trip?
Hell no.
Where we going? Well, first of all, where are we going? How far away is it?
We're going. He's paying the
trip. Plane?
Yes, we're going to catch a plane.
Hell yeah.
Am I paying for the tickets?
Well, you're paying for everything. You're paying for wardrobe, hair, nails, toes.
Yeah,
everything.
You
got to
get naked, or it's going to be a one way trip for you.
What? Okay, ladies, what y'all feel? That's what I really want to know.
Okay, hold on. We're going to stop. We're going to start with Butter first. All right, Butter, what's up?
I can say that I'm not obligated, but depending on how far we going and how much money you spending, I'm going to treat you good because you're treating me good.
Yeah.
Okay, what about you, Felicia?
Talking like a true woman.
You know what? Felicia just got off the damn phone. Okay.
No, I have not. I had clicked over for a minute, but I'm here now. I think it depends on what kind of relationship you got with this person.
Mm-hmm.
Now y'all need to establish that before y'all leave. Because, I mean, if y'all have an intimate relationship, then yeah. But if y'all just friends and just meeting, then no.
Well, if we just friends and just meeting, why the hell are you going on a trip with me?
Because you want to take me. How about that?
But we just met, though.
Money
hold on.
Maybe you in love with my personality.
We going down the line now. Okay, we going to go to Janine. What about you? What do you feel about it?
Girl, you better get that man off. if he doing all that for you.
Okay, but if you've been able to maintain it for 2 years and you ain't had to ever.
Oh, my goodness.
2 years. Why not? I feel as though I shouldn't have to do anything but be me. Why should it be you in love with my pussy instead of my brain and my man and my personality?
Girl,
well, he should be in love
on.
With that bad man.
I'm in love with
exactly.
all of the above.
That's how I know it's genuine. You know what I'm saying? It ain't what I'm pop locking and dropping.
Okay, now hold on. Now I just want to get this scenario right. You and this guy. I mean, how long y'all been together?
About a year and a half, but we've been together for about 2.
Okay, so y'all been together about 2 years. This guy says, okay, you know, I want to. Wait a minute. Whoa. And all that time, you ain't never gave him none?
Never.
That's my question.
Hold
never.
On.
You've been with this dude a year and a half.
Wait a minute, hold on, time up. Let me.
No,
let me,
never.
Let me quarterback this here. I'm finna throw you the bomb. Okay, you done been with this man for 2 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, has he, I mean, I'm just gonna be real. Has he even cracked for some ass?
Has he ever did what?
Has he even tried to get the ass?
Yeah, but I don't like niggas to just talk about sex all the time.
Okay.
My question is.
Okay, hold on. Let me finish this. I gotta finish this. I gotta ask all this questions first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, this man 2 years.
Mhm.
But now he's gonna take me.
I believe
this.
I met him 2 years July, right after the 4th of July. Mhm.
Okay, so I'm pretty sure he's gonna take you on this expensive trip, right?
Yeah. Mhm.
All right. Now, you really think that this trip ain't to try to get the ass?
I hope not, really, because I don't feel like fighting him through this whole trip.
Yeah, because you're going to fuck around. That's not going to turn out right.
But I got money on my visa. Let me tell you something, baby. I got money on my visa.
I mean, I'm
you better make
that.
Sure
I'm
you
not...
take it with you, because it's going to be a one-way trip for your
ass. Mama ain't raised no fool, man.
I'm not saying that you ain't got no money. I ain't saying you ain't got your own, but I'm just saying be prepared to spend it.
What? You think he really finna make you come out some ass? God damn it, nigga, you ain't got no ass in 2 years. What makes you think you finna get some ass back?
Because I'm
gonna do
this expensive ass trip.
We don't want, this is another level.
Yeah, this ain't Danny's motherfucker.
You know what? If the motherfucker would talk the right shit, he probably would have got some ass by now. But he not talking the right shit. True enough, he's a good man. He's a very good man. He does whatever I need him to do. If I call him, I got a flat. He's on his way. If
hey,
I need
let
him to
me,
go
let
take
me,
me, go get
let
my...
Let me tell you something. Let me let you on a little secret.
Mm-hmm.
You've been with this dude 2 years, and you ain't gave him none?
None.
Okay. Trust me, somebody's giving him some.
I don't give a fuck.
He ain't waiting on you.
I'm like,
he ain't waiting on you.
Be back in the slave days. They used to fuck around in the coon house, but Big Mama was up in the house, and she didn't give a fuck. That's how I feel about that.
Wow.
She can fuck him all the goddamn day long.
You saying that now, but you're going to be crying like a motherfucker on that plane.
No.
He left your ass there.
Why am I going to be crying?
Because
well,
he left your ass
crying,
there.
You might not be
game.
Crying, but you're going to be mad in the
I'm
motherfucker.
No
I guarantee you that.
I'm not going to
playing
play.
Games.
I'm not
okay.
playing no games.
Playing games.
Hold on. This leads me to a question that I've had this conversation with women, and they've told me this. I've heard women say, within the first 5 minutes, I know if I want to fuck you or not.
That's
right.
Is this true?
Mm-hmm.
Is this true?
Yeah.
So all women is in agreement with this?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now, Temptress, my question to you is, shit, 2 years? The first 5 minutes, you knew you weren't going to fuck this man, right?
No, it wasn't like that at first. I was going to fuck him, but he got to rip his damn mouth.
In the first 5 minutes?
No, like after a day or two. After
no.
we first met.
So you didn't go by the first 5 minute rule, like, okay, I
did. He is really cute to me. He real cute. He is sexy as hell. But he just talked that bullshit I can't understand. Why?
Okay, you got to give me an example.
Probably
because
you ain't giving him none. Shit, that's why he talking crazy.
No, what I'm saying, he's not talking crazy like that. He like, well, baby, you know I want you. Baby, I want this. He didn't even propose to my black ass. I'm like, no.
Propose to you?
What?
Yeah.
You expecting him to propose to you? He ain't even tried out the merchandise.
Hold on. Is oral sex involved?
No.
This man has proposed to you and you have said no?
I said no.
Okay. Do you want to get married?
No, I don't.
Okay. Why?
Not for the next 2 years.
Well.
That's a good thing.
You might want to let him know all of this.
He knows all of this.
Well, he might choke the shit out you when y'all get to where y'all going.
Really?
I mean, if I'm being... If I can ask, where are you going? I said, if I can ask, where are you going?
I'm going to the Bahamas.
The Bahamas?
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
The Bahamas. And you ain't going to give him none in the Bahamas?
That's okay.
If I get drunk enough, I just might. But right now, I really don't feel like it.
That's because you ain't
in the Bahamas yet.
I hope they got some good-ass weed and some good-ass liquor, because that's what it's going to take. He wasn't no motherfuckers. You know, I have kissed him. He can't kiss.
Okay, you can't teach him?
I tried. He still want to be one of them program motherfuckers.
Ladies, please help Temptress out, because Temptress is really, she's going through a thing.
I'm telling you, I have tried. I said, well, come here, baby. Let me teach you how to kiss me. Because you're not kissing me right. I don't like to kiss you. And I tried to be gentle and show him how to kiss me. He's one of them stiff-tongued motherfuckers that, you know, that's not supposed to go in your mouth. That's supposed to go other places. You're supposed to kiss me with pet. He can't kiss. And every woman know that that's the passion of it. If a man can't kiss you,
Well, speaking from a man's perspective, if I've been with you for 2 years and you ain't gave me none, why I'm going to show you any passion anyway?
Even in the beginning? Why not? Okay, so what does it make for us to have sex to make it even more passionate? What if, okay, say we was married and one of us came down with some terminal disease where we could not have sex? Do that mean that our relationship is going to fall apart? Because we can no longer have sex?
It shouldn't.
So why
not
is that going to be
it
based
depends
on
the
our
man.
Relationship?
That depends on the man.
And
but if I've been with you for a while and you're not showing me nothing, why would I show you something?
We have good times. Don't get me wrong. I never said that we don't go out, we don't kick it, we don't hang, we don't talk. We can hang all day together. We can kick it. We have good conversations. We just don't have sex.
Okay. Hold on, we got somebody new to the line, man. We got somebody new to the line. We got Red to the line. Red?
Hello?
Hello, Red?
Yeah.
Red, you sound kind of young.
I've been hearing that all my life.
Okay.
It's adult radio.
Now, if you get the FCC fucking with us, Red, we don't have a problem. What's up? What you want to comment on something? I've seen your hand go up.
Yeah, I wanted to ask, what's her name, Tempest? Is she seeing somebody else?
Tempest.
Good question.
Oh, yeah.
Are you fucking somebody else?
No, I'm not.
So you done went 2 years without none.
So both of y'all been celibate.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
We are not.
Don't you think you're going to lose him? You're going to lose him to another woman. Yes, you are.
Well, if I do, then that means he was never mad.
No, that doesn't mean that.
He
no.
was yours, Mm-mm. but you mistreating him. You mistreating him.
Because I'm not giving him no pussy.
It ain't got nothing to do with you not giving him pussy. It's the way you treating him. I mean, you saying he can't kiss. You complaining about everything that he do.
He can't kiss.
Hey, hold on. Amen to that.
So that makes you not fuck him because he can't kiss?
Foreplay is one of the greatest things to lead up to sex. How you going to have sex with somebody who can't even light your fire? So you just going to...
Then why are you with him?
Let somebody else that appreciate that. Let him go.
He can't go.
You don't want
to. But you gotta tell. He's trying. Yeah, you after his money. That's what it seemed like.
I'm after his money, but I have my own money. I work
okay,
a very good job.
Okay. We all got
why you
our own money.
20,000 miles with him? Why you flying 20,000 miles with him if you got your own
okay,
money? You should pay your
on,
way, you can pay his way.
Hold on, one at a time.
I ain't gonna be no fool.
Now, hold on now.
Wait a minute, man. Hold on.
Hold on.
Why are you flying 20,000 miles with this man? Why are you having this man spend his money and you won't even give him
quality
time? Because
I ain't never been to the Bahamas. I have given him quality
well,
time. I've never said that.
Well, you know what? As a man, you lucky I don't know him because I sure will hit him to game. Because you run a game on him. And that,
I am not
that
running
game,
any type of game.
That kind of game is going to get you hurt.
Yeah. Your fellas.
The
yeah,
game
it
you
is.
It's going to get you hurt.
It really is.
In the end.
Mm.
And you take that from another man. That the shit you playing is going to get
shit.
You fucked up.
He
the game you playing with this man.
He comes over. We talk. We have fun together.
All right, keep playing those
okay,
games.
Well, keep being his friend and let him know that you just want to be his friend.
Exactly.
Well, tell
stop
you
stop
got
taking
some black
things from him. Stop taking things from him. You got your own money, then you pay for your own stuff. Stop using them.
I really do.
That's what you're doing.
I really do. But you mean to tell me that if a nigga offered to take you somewhere, you ain't going to go?
Yeah, but if he take me somewhere, I'm going to treat him right. We're going to have fun.
Okay, so, well, okay, we're going to have fun.
Okay, he might not can't kiss. Hell, he might think you can't kiss. But it don't matter.
That's
he might think something. You might have flaws, but he might not tell you because it doesn't matter to him. It does not matter to him.
Okay, hold on. Ding, 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 ding.
We have talked about each other's flaws together. We have that type of open relationship. He
and that's understandable,
that
but once he's gone, you're going to be hurt with your money. You're going to be alone with your own money.
But you know what, honey?
Because then the next woman's going to come in and show him something that you're not.
Because I can be by myself. I've been by myself a long time. It didn't even matter. You know what? Sometimes
and sweetheart,
you have to
that's
yourself
okay.
To
it's
yourself.
Good to be by yourself.
If that's what you want. But see, the thing is, you came on here asking about
exactly
the situation.
I asked if you are obligated to sleep with somebody if they take you on a trip. That was my question.
Okay.
Now, I'll answer that question for you. I'll answer that question
years.
For you.
Well,
I'll
I
answer
mean,
that question for you. The answer is, if this man's going to fly you 20,000 miles to show you a good time, the least you can do is give him some.
Wow, really?
Point blank.
Really?
Point.
I mean, after 2 years, why not be intimate with him? Why
I mean,
not?
I mean, 2 years. I mean, if it,
2 years,
like,
that's enough.
If y'all just hooking up and he got big enough money to spend and he don't know you like that, then that's a different thing. That's a different thing. If you're strong enough
exactly.
to say no and don't let him get it, then that's a different thing. But y'all been together for 2 years. He done proposed to you. He done told you
exactly.
how he felt about you. And you and this is still it's a game. See how much of the situation you can control before you give it to him, and you're going to end up alone. You're going to end up end up with somebody.
I might not end up without him. I might not end up with him, but I won't end up alone.
See, you already in your mind that you don't even want him anyway. You're just using him. That's the way
I'm
I look
not really,
at it.
But that's how y'all put it, like you're going to end up alone. You ain't going to end up without him. But if he understands the fact that he knows he's not. See, what y'all fail to realize is that me and this man, we have very intimate conversations without fucking. He knows my mind just like I knows him. He knows I'm a mean-ass bitch. I know he's a soft-ass nigga. We tell each other that. We know that. We have
can
a
say
whoa,
something.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
okay,
whoa,
well,
stop. Whoa, 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 wait a minute. Stop, 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 stop. Hold on. Stop now. Stop. You actually told this man that he's a soft-ass nigga.
Yeah, because he know it.
Wow.
And he told you, yeah, I know.
Right, and he's like, you a tiger, you a mean-ass bitch.
Wow.
And you was like, oh, yeah, you a soft-ass nigga, and y'all just said, I drink to that.
Wow. And we drank, and we sat up there, and we hashed out our flaws. Sure
you know what?
I'm not
you know
trying
what?
To call you no liar,
hold on, hold on.
But
wait
you came
Stop.
On the show. You
What's
came on the show,
on?
And
red,
you was
red,
making
red.
All right, people, let's calm down. We got somebody
calm
new
down.
To the show. We got somebody
okay.
new to the show.
Okay, we got Patty on the line. Patty, how you doing?
I'm okay. I have a question for her. Do she really, I didn't hear the whole story, but I want to know, does she really like this man? Because it don't seem like it at all.
I do like him. He know all my intimate problems and everything. That's what y'all, that's why I wanted to know what you all really thought that would it cost me more to spend my pussy on my heart. And everybody here talking about, oh, why you want to, ooh. But thank you. That's what I really wanted to hear from y'all. I really wanted to know, is it really more about sex or is it more about intimacy? And everybody
but
really
Whoa, hold on.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to put everybody on mute now. Everybody
right.
Need to hold on. All right. Yeah. Now we're gonna do this democratically. So temptress. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We're gonna start down the line. We're gonna give everybody a chance to answer your question. We're gonna start with Butter. Butter.
Uh-huh. First of all, that she didn't ask about intimacy or sex. She asked whether she should give him son if he took her somewhere. It's a difference between fucking and being intimate. And if you're going to go and just drop it like it's hot, that's. But if you're going to spend quality time with this man, you can make love. You don't have to. I just don't understand this whole thing to me from what you're saying is you want to be in control of the whole situation, and because you're in control, you think it's okay, but you're hurting somebody in the end, and you're going to end up hurting yourself.
True that.
Okay.
Hold on, dog. Hold on, dog. I got this one. Step back. Keep it moving, as they say. In the street, keep it moving. I want Felicia to answer that question. With no interruptions from everybody else, please. We're gonna go one at a time.
I don't understand what her question is, so you can pass, please.
Okay. Can you repeat the question? Can you repeat your question, Tempters? Can you repeat the question?
Oh yeah, I'm still at work. I'm still answering calls. My question was, if someone pays for a trip, male or female, that's what I said. Are you obligated to sleep with them? That was my question.
Okay, Felicia, you want to answer it?
Being that you've been with him for 2 years, I say give him some or let him go.
Good, right to the point. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Okay, we're going to go to Red. Red? Okay, is Red still here?
I just feel like, yeah, I'm here.
Okay,
I don't think that you're obligated, but I feel that you should give him some because of what he has done for you. You saying this a man, so why wouldn't you? You came on the show and asked. So evidently, to me, I'm getting out of it that you and him had this conversation in the beginning because now y'all been talking about intimacy. So that's what I'm saying.
Okay. All right. Now we're going to move along to Janine. You got an answer for?
My answer is go to sinfibby69.name.com and send me his number. And then I will take him off your hands.
Hey, all
that's
right.
My answer.
Okay. That was a nice plug, by the way, too. Appreciate that plug. sinfibby69.name.com. Patty, it's on you. You got an answer for it?
Hey, I got an answer. I'm not going to say I think you should, because a man do stuff for you, it don't mean you have to sleep with him. But what I do feel is that you're not as into him as he is into you. That reason alone, I feel you should let him go.
Okay, and we're gonna end this topic with our co-host, Miss Toy. Miss Toy, break it down to her.
Okay. Baby girl, you gonna wind up hurting this man's feelings if you all been together all this time and you all have not done anything and now he's gonna take you on a trip, why you don't wanna give him up?
Because I just don't feel I should have to.
So why are you going on a trip with him? Because you know that's where he's going to stay.
Well, go by yourself.
Right.
Hey, no interruptions.
I'm sorry.
Please. We're going to let everybody have the, got the chance, Miss Toy. Don't hurt. Are you done? Miss Toy, you done?
You know what? You go ahead and post his number. I'll just take a time when we'll take them off your hands because something ain't right. Something in that story you leaving out.
Why is there something in the story I'm leaving out?
Somewhere.
Can I ask a question?
Okay. If you feel like this man is such a weak-ass nigga, okay, yeah, you having your mama, you having your little power over him or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Why you gotta go all the way to the Bahamas just to be on your power trip? And then when you get over there in the Bahamas and this man slip out and leave your ass there, then what you gonna do?
Like I said, I have money on my visa.
I ain't even talking about you having no money on your visa, but I understand. We all got our own money. But I'm just saying, he take you over there and he leave you there, how you gonna feel?
I'm quite sure some niggas out there on there. And like I said, I'm quite
like fine
with
you.
My question is, okay, do you not want to have sex because of a spiritual connection? You want a spiritual connection with this man?
We already have a spiritual connection.
Because
I just don't want to have sex with him right now. Because if I do choose for him to be my husband, I don't want to have sex with him.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she didn't
Hold on, y'all.
Oh, wow.
All right. Calm down. Hold on. Now, we're going to see what my man Cass, what you got to say about this, dog?
All right, man. I listened to all the pros and cons. I didn't listen to her side. I didn't listen to the women's side. And baby, I'm just going to tell you. I'm going to be honest with you. Now, if it was me, I don't know about the two-year wait. But if I was willing to do the 2-year wait thing, and I'm saying, well, baby, I'm finna pack. This trip. Yeah, I'm. In all honesty, me being a man, I'm feeling like now's gonna be the time. I mean, we didn't spend 2 years. I didn't give her all my intimacy. I didn't share private moments with her. Yeah, when we get to the Bahamas, that's gonna be the time. And if you don't, me personally, not to say that from what you're saying, he probably won't. But me personally, I'm going to leave you there. And I'm going to steal your purse.
Oh, you don't steal my purse? Ain't that about a bitch?
I'm going to steal your purse.
Get out of here.
That was nice, dog. That was nice. I like the way you slipped that in there, dog.
Are you trying to go for my purse? I'll show who you can duck and dodge bullets.
Hey, what?
All right. All right, y'all. Listen up, y'all. We coming down to the last couple of minutes, so we're gonna do our weekly shout out. So we're gonna start with Butter. Butter, you got any shout outs?
Well, I like to send a shout out to all of the confused females out there. Don't know what they want to do.
Okay.
Sales.
Well, what you want to tell them?
They need to, basically, if they want to hear the truth, come to Sin City.
69.ning.com.
Yeah.
Thank you for the plug. We appreciate that. Okay, we're going to go to Miss Felicia. You got any shout outs, any last words?
My last word, but I have a question. What's the prize when I win? Because I'm going to win.
It's a surprise. Don't worry. You're going to enjoy it.
Your prize is a surprise.
Okay.
All right. Okay, we're gonna go to Janine. Janine, you got any last words?
No, not really, because she done confused the hell out of me. I don't know what's going on with her.
Well, how about a good show?
It was nice talking to everybody today. I will try to get on there tomorrow.
Janine. Oh, I had to say it before you got off the show. I'm sorry.
Okay, Temptress.
Yeah.
Last word.
Girl, I enjoyed myself tonight. I got a chance to vent and let it all out before I go on my trip. I'm going to think about each and every one of y'all.
When is the trip anyway? When is the trip?
2 weeks from now, baby. 2 weeks when I go on vacation from my job.
Well,
in fact, I think I'm
going
to have them over tonight for some drinks after I get off work. Oh, I
just
probably
remember.
Play the show for them, too.
Tempters, just remember. when you stick out your thumb, it works in the Bahamas too.
Yeah, I'm quite sure. Because
you definitely gonna be hitching a ride. Okay, Miss Patty, you got any last words?
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Tensor's little boyfriend or whatever. I hope you find him somebody better.
Okay. All right, man. We want to thank everybody for calling. And I'm going to kick it back to my boy, Cass.
Okay, to everybody. Y'all quit being so mean. God, y'all just so mean. Temptress, you drink one for me when you get there. But, hey, once again, another great show.
Hold on, dude. I'm sorry. I forgot all about our co-host, Miss Toy. I'm sorry, baby. You got any last words? Miss Toy?
Nah, I'm good. Nah.
Well, I mean,
so?
Y'all
join us tomorrow. Thank you, Miss Temptress, bro. When you do get there, please have about 3-4 drinks on me. Maybe you'll be able to get a man some then.
Hey, you heard what she said. Get naked for that dude. All right, go ahead, man.
Go.
I'm sorry, man. I ain't trying to interrupt you, dog, but I have to make sure I get everybody in there.
Okay, once again, another great show. I'm glad everybody called. Like I said, Miss Temptress, hide your purse when you get there. Man, hey, check us out tomorrow. Same bad time, same bad channel. You know, tomorrow, Sin City, hey, that's that intimate encounter. That's when we talk that grown folk stuff. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, hey, once again, everybody, if y'all got a chance, hey, put your pictures up, sincity69.ning.com. Like I said, Felicia, she winning right now. She winning. She got the – I still don't know what the fuck that toy was, but she's definitely winning right now. So go on and hit it up. And like I said, once again, we trying to get that dating game started. So put them pictures up, put them pages up, and you know what I'm saying? Holler at us.
All right, on that note. Y'all go to sincity69.ning.com because I want to see a picture of the goddamn green machine. All right, we out this motherfucker to tomorrow.
Hey.
Chain is white gold, my steel is tungsten. I made a tough skin, you gon' respect me. Take more than the average nigga to check me. I'm a rider till the wheels go ballin', they blow out. 101% G, and there's no doubt that if you need a man to make you feel secure, then baby, you ain't gotta look no more. I got secure, you want money and jewels, you want clothes and cars. Wanna live VIP, rubbing shoulders with stars. Wanna fly in G4s or sell the CDs. Then you wish is my command, you can do what you please. The lap of luxury is what you'll be laying in. Just respect the player and the game that he's playing in. I can show you a side of life you never seen. Cause even the king of the trio need himself a queen.
Need love, I'm loving. Need a thug, I'm thugging. Need a hustler, whatever you need. Girl, I'm a hold of dough. We took this, got to let it go. I'm whipping. Need a hustler, whatever you need. Girl, I'm a hold of dough.
Y'all are listening to them hoes in your ear. Gotta quit, I see they smile.
mind when I'm around. When I leave, they talk shit. They just mad cause I got you flipping jags, popping tags. Brand new clothes, you can't tell by the tag. I don't mean to boast and brag, but them hoes around you hating. They just waiting on you to slip so I can leave your ass with Nathan. And when I do that, they gon' back door and try to holler, hoping I'ma do them like you and drop them off some dollars. But I ain't, cause I can't afford to go back down that road. I'd rather stay on my J.O. and stack a bank roll. But I ain't, cause I can't afford to go back down that road. I'd rather stay on my J.O. and stack a bank roll. But if you real and you're dying and in public, you don't climb. Holler at me, I'll be around. But if you real and you're dying and in public, you don't climb. Holler at me, I'll be around.
If you need love, I'm loving. If you need a thug,
off the mound, nigga. Yeah. We ducking them clowns, nigga. Taking their crown, nigga. We shoving the town, nigga. Rocks off the ground, got the kush by the pound, nigga. Ankle blinging, baby, wrists on freeze. Got the pinky on the ice, love a bitch with gold teeth. Hot girl, nigga, loving the cheap. Keep the work under the seat. Do it for me.
Do it for me.
Take a trip to Port Arthur to be. Tell a homie, hold it down, cause we hustle to eat. And got me feeling like I lost my Jones. Cause I done lost my home. The way it's pounding on. Ain't nothing changed cause the palms got chrome. These niggas do this in the early cause we getting it on. And baby girl, you can shop alone. And fly to Fort of France and take 100 bones.